Page 64. 2. Read and listen. Check your answers. Story time.
The Gentleman Robber. One day, a man walked into a jeweler's shop. He was tall with short blonde hair. He had a moustache and a beard and a small scar on his face. He wanted to buy a watch, and he asked the woman in the shop to show him the most expensive watch they had. The woman showed him the watch. He looked at the watch, then he said to the lady,
"I'm very sorry, but I'm going to rob you."
He put the watch in his pocket and ran out of the shop. The lady was shocked. She called the police and told them everything. A few months later, the police got a phone call from another jeweler in the same town. They went to the shop and talked to the man who worked there.
"I was working in the shop when a man came in," he said. "He was tall with short blonde hair. He had a moustache and a beard and a small scar on his right cheek. He wanted to buy a necklace for his wife. I showed him the most expensive one we had. Then he said, 'I'm very sorry, but I'm going to rob you,' and ran out of my shop."
The police thought it was the same man. They gave him a name, the Gentleman Robber, because he always said sorry. Over the next year, the Gentleman Robber robbed 4 more jewellers. The police artist talked to all the shop workers and he drew a picture. It was of a tall man with short blonde hair, a moustache and a beard, and a small scar on his right cheek. The police put the picture in the newspaper and asked people who knew the man to phone them. A few days later, they got a phone call. The man they were looking for was a doctor. The police arrested the man. No one who knew the doctor believed he was the robber. It was impossible. The doctors who worked with him said, "He's a good man. He helps people." But when the shop workers looked at him, they all agreed. He was the Gentleman Robber. Soon, the doctor was in prison. Only one person knew the mistake the police made, the real Gentleman Robber. He read about the doctor in the newspaper. The next day, he walked into a jeweler's, but he didn't rob it. He said,
"Tell the police they've got the wrong man."
He then gave the shop owner the watch from his very first robbery. When they saw the watch, the police knew their mistake and they let the doctor out of prison. The Gentleman Robber never robbed another jeweler. The police never caught him, and to this day, nobody knows who he is.